Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and all this week, in and among the regular things that we do on Soundcheck, we've been talking about records. Records that we missed first time around and came to love later. It's a series that we've been calling Missed It Then, Love It Now. And what you're going to hear in the next hour is a sort of crowdsourced playlist of songs and albums that people missed first time around and came to later and came to love. You'll be hearing from some of the Soundcheck staff, some of our Soundcheck listeners, and some of our guests. For example, the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand was here in the studio this week doing a live session for us. You'll have an opportunity to hear that session broadcast next Thursday, or check it out on our website at soundcheck.org. But while the band was here, I asked frontman Alex Kapranos to pick a record that he missed first time around and learned to love later, and he picked the record In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by the band Neutral Milk Hotel. That album came out in 1998, but it took a while for Alex to hear it, courtesy of his friend and future bandmate Bob Hardy.
It wasn't until, about a year and a half later, sort of middle of late 2000, Bob and I were working in a kitchen together, and I was a chef, Bob was. You were a KP at that time,
probably.
Weren't you? Yeah, and then he became a chef.
A what?
Too.
A KP?
A kitchen porter. He was washing the dishes. Right?
Oh, okay.
And because I was doing the desserts, I would be sort of last in the kitchen, and Bob would be waiting to clear up. So, like, you know how you always have that couple that haven't quite finished their meal at the end of the night. So I'd be waiting to give them the chocolate cake, and he'd be waiting to
push everybody out.
So we used to listen to music, and it was in that context that Bob played me that album, and I totally love it.
Two-headed boys, all floating in glass. The sun, it is past, now it's blacker than black. I can hear as you tap on your jar, and I am listening to hear where you are. I am listening to hear where you are. Two-headed boy, put on Sunday shoes.
The song is Two-Headed Boy from the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by the band Neutral Milk Hotel. That is an indie rock classic featuring Jeff Mangum singing and playing guitar on that song. But Alex Kapranos of Franz Ferdinand didn't come to it for a couple of years and did so through the efforts of bass player Bob Hardy from the band Franz Ferdinand. So that's an example of missing it then and loving it now, which is our theme on Soundcheck today. And joining us on the line is our listener, Stephanie. Stephanie left us a comment on our website, so we've given her a call to find out more about her pick. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
So you talked about, in your comment, a band that none of us were familiar with. Tell me about the Monochrome Set.
Well, the Monochrome Set
is a band that dates back from the late 70s, early 80s, which is when I listened to a lot of music as a college student.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been consistently producing music on and off since then, but I didn't pay attention. And three different friends of mine in the last 4 years suddenly were saying, you should listen to this, you should listen to this, this is my favorite album, you should listen to this. And it's incredibly smart, sophisticated music. All these people have PhDs and are art historians and incredibly smart and snarky people. And they all said, you need to listen to the Monochrome Set.
Hmm.
And I said, okay.
So is it, I mean, you mentioned,
I've been addicted ever since.
You mentioned late 70s, early 80s. So you were kind of plugged in, you said. How did you miss this band?
I don't know. I guess they weren't, you know, I was a teenager. I don't think maybe they were cute enough, or they didn't play the States back then,
yeah.
Or they didn't play it enough on the dance floor at Danceteria. I don't know, but it's a shame that I have to bear.
Well,
you know, but
so this is,
they're great.
This is a UK band, probably that first wave of post-punk that would turn into new wave. Is that who we're talking about?
Well, yes. I believe Lester Square, who's the guitarist, was in Adam and the Ants originally.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they have been incredibly influential. They're a kind of band that other bands sound like or take a lot of influence from, and their lyrics are incredibly snarky and sophisticated and smart and not monosyllabic. The music is really kind of has its own rhythm, its own, you know, you can hear its influences, but you can also catch its own unique groove. And the Monochrome Set, the first time I had actually consciously heard it as a middle-aged adult, it kind of blew my mind. I had to kind of listen to it four times, and that becomes a thing. Once you start listening to that song, you listen to it over and over and over and over.
Well, let's see if that happens with us, because we're about to do just that. We're going to hear the Monochrome Set from the band, the Monochrome Set.
Awesome.
Stephanie, thank you for turning us on to this band.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Enjoy them.
Let's hear it. The Monochrome Set on Soundcheck.
Fascinate, infatuate, emphatically. Your dreary abase, stereo faces weary for me. I'm heaven sent, so eloquent and curiously. I entertain your tiny brain so spuriously. The Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set. The Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set. I'm charming, dear, disarming, dear, alarming to see. You're funny, you're dead, honey, but you're always money to me. My rhetoric's so magnetic, aesthetically. I'll nominate you to abominate and dissipate me. The Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set. The Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set.
Ciao ragazzi, qua
sono
i dipendenti. Potremmo giocare un pochino stasera. Siete sempre stati nel Monochrome Set. La voglia di attaccarmi.
I captivate, enraptivate, emphatically. You're lazy, you're limp, baby, your mind is crazy for me. I'm adorable, you're deplorable, it's not a lot of fun. It's gruesome, but we're a twosome, so hey, 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 here we come. Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set. The 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 Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set, Monochrome Set.
The song is called The Monochrome Set. The band is called The Monochrome Set. Stephanie, turning us on to that band on Soundcheck. Missed It Then, Love It Now is what we're doing, talking about songs or albums that we missed first time around and came to love later on, because after all, you just can't hear everything. And Katie Bishop, although she works as a producer here at Soundcheck and has piles of CDs on her desk to listen to.
You've seen the piles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is impossible to listen to everything.
It is. And, you know, before I worked at Soundcheck, it was even more impossible to listen to everything. And the band that, it's really a band more than an album, I totally missed out on the Dirty Projectors for like 10 years. Throughout the beginning of their career, I was in college. I just wasn't really listening to that type of music at that point. My boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, was. But I have to admit, when I heard their song, they did a song called Naughty Pine with David Byrne on the Dark Was the Night compilation. He loved that album. He played it a lot. But I was so – I liked the song, but I was really turned off by David Longstreth's voice. He's got an amazing talent, but at the time it was just so different, and I think I wasn't really ready for that. And I was like, turn this off. What is this? You know, move on to the next track. But it really wasn't until they came in earlier this year to play some songs off of their new song, their new album, Swing Low Magellan, that I sort of realized, like, wow, this band is really amazing. I loved the new album, and they performed this song, Impregnable Question. And I love it on the album. I loved it live. And it just completely changed my ears about them. I fell in love.
So it was actually the experience of having them here in the studio that made you think, oh, I've been missing out.
Yeah, exactly. And I went back and I listened to everything.
Well, this is Impregnable Question from Dirty Projectors and the record Swing Low Magellan.
If there is ever the impregnable question of why, what did or didn't pass, it would help to seek comfort in destiny. But I really don't, we don't see eye to eye. But I need you, and you're always on my mind. Whether there is or isn't any position, you care if I take or I don't. We shed so long to be the only love, and though we don't see eye to eye, I need you, and you're always on my mind.
Dirty Projectors, Impregnable Question is the name of the song from the band's latest record, Swing Low Magellan. And Soundcheck producer Katie Bishop coming late to that band. And we've all been there, you know. There's always something that we missed first time around and came too late. And that's what we're talking about on Soundcheck this time around. Time for a voicemail. Let's hear from Lou in Detroit.
The song I missed is How to Save a Life by The Fray. I just didn't know about it, but I heard it earlier this spring on an episode of Cold Case, and I've loved it ever since. I think part of it was that I grew up in a very integrated neighborhood in the heart of the city of Detroit, which happened to be the same neighborhood that my dad grew up in, which had a lot of Eastern European people in it. So my dad listened to a lot of rock, if you will. And I remember part of his album collection that my sister and I weren't allowed to touch per my mother's instructions were Daddy's Get High music. And it was the 70s. And that included albums by like the J. Giles Band, Greg Kim Band, and a lot of Stilly Band. But so I think that's where that influence comes in and the love for, you know, some rock music. Thank you very much. And just let you know, I really enjoy Soundcheck.
Ah, so Dad had a little Get High music, a little dark corner of the record collection that Lou went sniffing around in. Learned to love some rock music and fell in love with this rock music from The Fray.
Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I would have stayed up with you all night. Had I known how to save a life.
For Lou from Detroit, The Fray, with their hit single, How to Save a Life. Lou came to that late. Missed it then, love it now is our theme, and we're sort of presenting a crowdsourced playlist on the show tonight. And we'll have a Spotify playlist of all of these songs available for you on our website, soundcheck.org, where you can leave a comment and tell us about a song or an album that you missed when it first came out, but came to later and came to love. There are a number of comments that have been coming in all week as we've been talking about this Missed It Then, Love It Now theme, and executive producer Joel Meyer is in the control room with some of them. Joel?
Hey, John. It has been really fun this week to dig into all of the website comments, the voicemails, the Facebook comments that have been coming in. It's been really, really interesting to find out the things that people are not ashamed about admitting that they weren't hip to straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Casey from Kansas City wrote us. When I was a teenager and Ricky Nelson was performing on Ozzie and Harriet, I did not want to act like a crazy teenage girl. I didn't like him at all. Finally, about 30 or 35 years later, I began to appreciate him. Now he's one of my favorites. John, am I too old now to act like a crazy teenage girl when I hear his songs?
You, Joel, yes, are too old. Casey from Kansas City, go for it.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I do, Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day. Flashed those big brown eyes my way. And ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground. And though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, from Ricky Nelson. Casey from Kansas City finding later on in life, 30, 35 years later, that she actually likes Ricky Nelson after all. So, what did you miss first time around that you came to love later? You can leave a comment on our website, soundcheck.org. And in a moment, we'll continue with more Missed It Then, Love It Now songs and albums from our listeners, from our staff. We'll hear from the New York soul singer Kendra Morris, and from Morning Edition host Sotirios Johnson. All of that right after the break. This is Soundcheck. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou.
I'm Nick in Brooklyn, and, well, I don't know that I missed it. I did hear Hall & Oates. They were very big, very ubiquitous, but it sort of washed over me. I didn't give it much thought. And then I heard The Bird and the Bee do an entire album tribute to Hall & Oates, and I realized, wow, these guys were like pop geniuses. So yeah, that's what I missed, and now I get it. When it's watching for lies, you can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. Private eyes. They're watching you. Private eyes.
That is the Hall & Oates song Private Eyes, done by the LA duo The Bird and the Bee. And their recording sort of turned Nick in Brooklyn's head around to the idea that maybe Hall & Oates were pretty good after all. He missed it then, he loves it now, and that is what we're doing on Soundcheck tonight. We've got a crowdsourced program, a playlist of sorts, of songs and albums that we missed when they first came out and that we came to later and fell in love with. We're getting a chance to hear from some of the Soundcheck staff as well, including our digital producer, Mike Katziff. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so what did you miss first time around?
So earlier in the show, Franz Ferdinand mentioned that they had missed Neutral Milk Hotel. And
right.
I sort of knew about them relatively early on in early college, but I actually didn't know that they were part of this larger collective, this Elephant Six recording company or Elephant Six Collective. And I kind of knew Apples and Stereo, I kind of knew of Montreal, but it took me going to study abroad. I met this person who said, oh, if you like Neutral Milk Hotel, you should check out this, and just unleashed all these records by Olivia Tremor Control, Circulatory System, Elf Power, all this stuff. And then it was just like this rabbit hole where I just had to find out everything about.
All right, now, for folks who don't know, sure, Elephant Six, it is a collective of bands, some of which are still around, some of which are not,
sure,
based in Athens, GA.
Based in Athens, Georgia, sort of Colorado as well. And they were sort of big in like the mid to late 90s for the most part. Some of them have gone dormant. Some of them, like of Montreal, have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Lately, some of them are getting back together, like Neutral Milk Hotel is finally, after all these years, playing shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably the reason why I missed them, is that I was too young when they were around, and by the time I was old enough to know, you know, they were broken up or on hiatus or whatever.
All right. So of all these Elephant Six groups, which is the one that, you know, you've really kind of fallen in love with?
So besides, obviously, Neutral Milk Hotel, I think Olivia Tremor Control is probably one of my favorites. And they're sort of like this psych pop band that kind of mix like experimental noises and weird interludes with like these really great kind of Beatles-esque arrangements and melodies and stuff like that. They're really singable.
You want to pick a song for us?
Yeah, so let's hear Love Athena, which is from an EP from 1994 called The California Demise.
From Olivia Tremor Control.
This time I'm not back, but I don't want it, was that I said.
Olivia Tremor Control is the name of the band, part of that Elephant Six collective that included the bands Neutral Milk Hotel and Of Montreal and Apples in Stereo. Song called Love Athena. Mike Katziff, Soundcheck's digital producer, came to that one late, loves it now, and there's kind of a PS to this story, right, Mike?
Yeah.
First of all, a great little bit of musical misdirection at the beginning of the song. But what's the current story?
Sure. So, like Neutral Milk Hotel, again, Olivia Tremor Control was about to sort of, they were showing signs of getting back together, basically. And in 2010, they put out a song, and people were kind of getting jazzed, like they're finally coming back. And unfortunately, this time last year, in July 2012, Bill Doss, who's one of the main members of this band, passed away suddenly. So I think there's been a couple of tribute things, and I'm guessing that they may try to continue on without him, but that'll be sort of sad and very sweet.
Olivia Tremor Control, and again, that'll be part of our Spotify playlist of all the songs that you're hearing on Soundcheck tonight. Just check out our website, soundcheck.org, and while you're there, leave a comment. Tell us about a song or an album that you came too late and learned to love. Here's a voicemail from our listener, Josephine.
When I first heard Radiohead was when I saw Karma Police video that I saw. I had just gotten cable, which is crazy, but I just had gotten cable, and I just had my second child. And I thought it was really interesting. The song really was really, I really liked it. But because I had two kids, I'm married, stay-at-home mom, I kind of like listened to it, and then that was it, forgot totally about Radiohead. And then later on in life, I had gotten into an argument with my husband, and I was stewing the whole day, and I wound up watching, you know, just going through the channels and seeing them doing the In Basement one when they put out the In Rainbows album, and I could not stop watching it. It was just, it enthralled me. I just couldn't believe how cool this band was.
This is what you get when you mess with us.
And that is Radiohead. From the album OK Computer, the song Karma Police, which was Josephine's introduction to the music of Radiohead, and then the album In Rainbows bringing her back to them. Missed it then, love it now is our theme. We've been talking about this in bits and pieces throughout the week, but tonight on Soundcheck, a whole crowdsourced program of songs and albums that we missed first time around and came to love later. Kendra Morris, the New York singer and guitarist, was here this week to record a session that you'll be able to hear next Friday on Soundcheck, and I asked her for a song that she missed out on first time around.
I missed Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon when it came out, but I got into it a few years ago. I have nasty flight anxiety. And listening to that album helped me so much. I remember during a bumpy flight, just like zoning out to that, just the production of it, just where the guitars go, so atmospheric. And then that woman's voice in the background. I'd say that is an album that like I can just listen to over and over and over again. And when I'm doing things, I always have to have music playing when I'm hanging out in my apartment, when I'm cleaning. I hate cleaning, so I need to be inspired to clean. And that's an album I always play. Like, it's the one thing you can listen to it front to back, back to front, and every song is great. Like, every track is amazing. And just even the way they, like, seamlessly go from one song into the next. Just such an incredible, incredible album.
From Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, that is The Great Gig in the Sky, featuring guest vocals by Claire Torrey. And Kendra Morris, the singer whom you can hear on Friday, August 2nd, next Friday on Soundcheck, telling us that that was a record she came to later and loves now. All right, let's go back to the control room where producer Joel Meyer has more of your comments. Joel.
John, here's a comment from VC in New York City, in all caps, I might add, John. Built to Spill. I'd heard of the band for years and years before I ever listened to a single track by them. It wasn't until they were going to be in New York City about 7 years ago that I took the plunge, bought a couple of albums, and listened to them just once before the show. Then I always tell friends that night I was beamed up. Now, if you want to read the entire comment, John, you can go there because VC really details a path for getting into the world of Built to Spill. But VC adds this, Strange from Ancient Melodies, the album is probably the most accessible place to start. From there, you'll just have to build up and then, spill.
All right. So VC suggesting Built to Spill, and specifically this song, Strange.
Yes.
Band is called Built to Spill. The song is Strange from their album Ancient Melodies of the Future.
Strange.
Missed It Then, Love It Now is what we're doing on Soundcheck, a sort of crowdsourced playlist this time around of music that we and you missed the first time around and have come to love later on. And joining me here in the Soundcheck studio is WNYC's Morning Edition host, Sotirios Johnson. Hi, Sotirios.
Hey, John.
Thanks for being here well past your bedtime. You probably don't get out in the evening a lot to discover music.
That is very true. My nightlife days, I think, are way behind me.
So who's this band that you came to late and now love?
Okay, well, the name of the band is Fontaine, and they are not together anymore, as far as I know. They were together in the late 90s into about, I want to say, 2001, 2002, as far as I can tell. And I can't remember how I stumbled across them. I came across one of their songs, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago, and it led me on this hunt to see if I could find any of the rest of their music. And I was, after exhausting Google searches online, I kind of led me to a MySpace page that the drummer had a couple of the songs on and to other places online. I was able to cobble together a few of their songs, and some of them are just so great. Like, the lyrics are funny and smart and amazing. I think the musicianship on the recordings are really good. I really regret that I never got a chance to see them live.
So it sounds like probably a lot of people didn't get a chance to see them live. I mean, around for a few years, then gone.
Right.
So pick a song for us. What would be, I mean, because I'm assuming most of us are about to be introduced to this band.
I think so. So it's interesting because there is a common sound to all the different songs that I've been able to find. But they do sound a lot very different, some of them, from one to the other. Mm-hmm. So this one song, this is called $50,000 Question.
The $50,000 Question. Which video game should I choose? Not a big decision. They got Atari and television. Or break out at the local pizza place instead. I had Coleco head to head. You could never have an artist called the Jungle Brothers. Yeah, Molly Hatchet with those way out record covers. Hong Kong Fooey was Scatman Crothers. Michael Jackson looked a lot like his brothers. The question.
Now, did I just hear him name check both Jungle Brothers and Molly Hatchet, not just in the same song, but the same line?
Yes, and Michael Jackson as well. I mean, it's such a great song. It, you know, harkens back to growing up in the 70s, and it just, he kind of hits, you know, all of the, you know, cultural icons, and, you know, it's just, it's a great song.
Soundcheck listeners, anybody with any info about this band Fontaine, send us an email, soundcheck@wnyc.org. I'm intrigued. It's a record that Sotirios Johnson found a couple of years ago, missed it first time around, as I think we all did, and loves it now. So are all of the songs this kind of combination of rapping over a live band with, you know, kind of at times heavier rock influence?
Yeah, there are some songs like that. There are other songs that are harder. There's one song that is kind of almost like a light rock. I don't want to say light rock, but more kind of like a summery, kind of like popish type song. Mm-hmm. It's called Three Days Off. It's about a three-day vacation, you know, three-day
weekend.
Yeah, three-day weekend, and it's great. And that also has some great references in it. Yeah, some of it's hard, some of it's soft, and I almost feel like maybe they were trying to find their sound, maybe, and they, you know, but it really, all of their songs are just really smart and really well produced. I think it's a shame they're not together anymore.
All right. Well, they are all together on Sotirios Johnson's iPod. You can hear Sotirios hosting Morning Edition each weekday morning here at WNYC. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
Teacher said, space is what I'll take up. Wait a lifetime for kiss without the makeup. Did you play war? Yes, I did, Jimmy. But my gun was plastic and never killed.
Missed It Then, Love It Now? Tell us about it. Tell us about a record or a song that you missed then and love now. You can leave a comment on our website, soundcheck.org, and find a Spotify playlist of everything that we're hearing in this hour. There is more to come. Stay with us.
$50,000 question.
my name is Daryl, and the album that I missed that I now love is a Cecil Taylor album, Silent Tongues. I first heard the album probably when I was about 18, and I so wanted to understand Cecil Taylor at 18, but my ears were just not there yet. So, and it took probably another 10 or 15 years before my ears had matured enough for me to really understand and really get into Cecil Taylor. I adore Cecil Taylor now. But I wanted to be there at 18. I really, really, really did.
That's Jitney number 2 from the album Silent Tongues by Cecil Taylor. And I gotta say, I'm right there with Daryl, because with challenging music like this, very often you come to it the first time, you're not gonna get it. And what turned me around was seeing Cecil Taylor play live. That is a great experience. I'm John Schaefer, this is Soundcheck, and we're talking about music that we missed then and love now. And earlier this week, we were talking with Tegan and Sarah, the indie pop duo, the twin sisters from Canada. They did a set here, and we were talking with them about records that they missed first time around and came to later. And Sarah Quinn said this.
One of our first major tours in North America was with Ryan Adams, and we got talking one night, and he asked us if we were aware of a band called The Replacements, and I had never heard of them before. And he actually ended up gifting us the whole discography.
Now, that leads us to this comment from our listener Susan in the Bronx. She writes, "In the 80s, I was making up for lost time by listening to the British punk bands that had had the first wave of their heydays in the 70s. I all but ignored the current music at that time, deeming much of it to be too bland and lacking in that punk edginess. One of the bands I dismissed back then was The Replacements. Listening to tracks now like Bastards of Young and Alex Chilton, I wonder what I could have been thinking, assuming these guys didn't have all the riotous energy of their punk predecessors." Song is by The Replacements, the Minneapolis-based band, and a song called Alex Chilton, written in tribute to the songwriter and singer Alex Chilton from the band Big Star. Talk about missed it then, love it now. I mean, the band Big Star, everybody missed this band when they were first on the scene in the 70s, and now they've become a very cool band to name check and the subject of a recent documentary that we covered on Soundcheck back on July 8th. You can find that segment on our website, soundcheck.org. We're talking about records that we missed first time around and came to love later. Let's go back to the control room with Joel Meyer and more of your comments.
John, another comment that caught my eye was left by a guy named Matt, who was responding to a brilliant web posting from yours truly, John. So Matt had seen that I'd mentioned the Dwight Twilley Band as being my Missed It Then, Love It Now, and their song Looking for the Magic, which I think is a really great song, really great power pop song from that American artist from the 70s. Well, here's what Matt posted. He said, "Well, I saw your post about Dwight Twilley. About 6 years ago, I undertook a personal quest to listen to every unknown, forgotten, or hidden gem from the world of power pop. My biggest discovery at that time was Jason Faulkner, whose 1996 and 99 records are incredible, but I missed at the time. This also led me to Faulkner's supergroup, The Grays, with John Bryan, who's the film composer and producer. And also that led Matt to their excellent 94 album, Rochambeau. But so he turned us on to Faulkner. John, I don't know a lot about Jason Faulkner.
No.
So this was kind of new to me.
The album is called Jason Faulkner Presents Author Unknown. And the song is Afraid Himself to Be.
Anything you want. Anything you need from me, be afraid to ask, 'cause I am here for you. Embrace my every charm, hold me in your arms tonight, and take me for a ride. I'm nowhere to reside.
That is Jason Faulkner. The song is called Afraid Himself to Be from Faulkner's record Presents Author Unknown. Thanks to Matt for pointing out Jason Faulkner to us. Let's listen to a voicemail from Jimmy in Brooklyn.
The album that I missed was Mosquitoes by Stan Ridgway. I was a high school student when Wall of Voodoo was the coolest new wave band that we could find. And Stan Ridgway was doing something that was really, really Western, like almost a minimalist Ennio Morricone soundtrack or something. But he also incorporated like these really rich stories, like something that Raymond Carver or Richard Ford would have. You just have to listen to a story like Peg and Pete and Me.
I can feel the life running out of me. Years ago, it was just the thing. I'll work in cars part-time every week. I met them both at a drag race. They both dressed pretty snappy that day. Pete's wife, Peg, she put the make on me while Pete just looked the other way. Now, no one can say what your future will hold or what your life will have in store. Went home that night, Pete passed out on the couch, and then Peg pulled me down on the floor. Well, I know now she knew what she was doing, forbidden fruit, but what the hell I bit. That's all it took, my fate was sealed.
That night the flame was lit. Every night when the lights go out, Pete drinks his booze and then he passes out. I hear a footstep outside my door, and then I'll remember what I started working here for. Peggy and Pete, one and one make three. Peggy and Pete.
That is Stan Ridgway, who shot to fame in the 80s with the band Wall of Voodoo, but that's from his solo record from 1989, Mosquitoes, which Jimmy from Brooklyn told us he missed back in 89 and loves now. The song is Peg and Pete and Me. And don't forget, online, soundcheck.org, a Spotify playlist of this crowdsourced series of things that we're hearing on the program tonight. Comments from listeners, guests, staff members about songs and albums we missed first time around. And I think we have time for one more comment. Back to the control room. Joel Meyer, what you got?
John, we're going to give the last word to Calvin from New York City. So Calvin wrote in, and how would I put this? Calvin is on a fixed income. We'll put it that way. He doesn't have a lot of cash to spend on music, which he says means that, well, he misses a lot of music. He's not out there buying the album when it first comes out. So he's later downloading stuff on iTunes or checking stuff out from the library, things like that. Now, this didn't stop Calvin from giving us a list of his three favorite things that he came to the second time around, so to speak. Now, his number one is a collaboration between the instrumental band Tortoise and the singer-songwriter Bonnie Prince Billy. The album is called The Brave and the Bold, and he picked their cover of Thunder Road, which, John, I endorse this heartily. This album is really great, and this version of Thunder Road is Thunder Road like you've never heard it before. Number two on Calvin's list includes the 2010 album Brothers from the Black Keys. And weighing in at number three, John, is an album you know, I think, a little bit about.
Yeah.
From the Serbian/Brazilian artist Suba.
Right. Suba was a producer, and I say was because he died in a fire in his apartment when he went back in to try and rescue some tapes. But under the name Suba, he was a kind of major player on the Brazilian electronic scene. And so does Calvin have a particular song from Suba?
Well, he's focusing on the album Sao Paulo Confessions, which was, you know, how people remember him. It was a really big hit after his death. And the song that Calvin picked was Na Neblina.
Is Na Neblina. It's from the album Sao Paulo Confessions. Suba, the Brazilian producer and electronic musician, he died just a few days after the release of that record in an apartment fire. And thanks to Calvin for suggesting that as a fine way of wrapping up this edition of Soundcheck with our crowdsourced playlist of songs that we missed then and love now. Have a great weekend and be with us on Monday when the rapper Prodigy, half of the group Mobb Deep, joins us to talk about what he's been up to lately, which includes not one but two new records and a novella. Also, the band Rabbit Rabbit performs in our studio. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC. Irene Trudell leads our engineering team with Paul Schneider, Bill O'Neill, Rick Kwan, and Jason Isaac. Our show is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop with Alex Kappelman and our interns, Alex Martinez and Ian Petrarca. Our digital producers, Mike Katziff. Our executive producers, Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.